pushing back after he gave an interview with the Sun newspaper in which he said Theresa May's Brexit plan kills hope of a U.S. trade deal. At the joint press conference, the president adding he said tremendous things about May not mentioned in the news story. The ex-FBI attorney who exchanged anti-Trump text messages with Agent Peter Strzok could be facing a lot of questions today.
Lisa Page is expected to go behind closed doors with members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees today after having defied a subpoena. Her appearance comes a day after her former colleague and lover, Peter Strzok, was grilled publicly over those text messages he exchanged with Page during the 2016 campaign.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got another very hot day ahead, but gradually our rain chances will start to get a little better. Today, high temperature in the middle 90s again, heat index into triple digits again, and partly sunny with spotty afternoon and evening storms cooling off a few lucky towns. Many towns will stay dry, and the storms fade out at night, overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, with a high in the low to mid-90s again, the coverage on those scattered afternoon storms a little better tomorrow, and a lot better on Sunday, with maybe 50 to 60% coverage by then. Sunday's high 92 and decent chance of more storms on Monday. Our weather app will show you where the storms are and where they're going to be. Plus, current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are instantly. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting that happened at a strip mall at the corner of Ann and Chestnut Streets Thursday night. One victim has possibly life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. Hyundai could be seeing major layoffs in the area if President Trump's 25% auto tariff goes through. Hyundai's labor union says the tariffs would hurt Hyundai's U.S. sales and jeopardize around 20,000 jobs at the Hyundai plant in Montgomery County. And the River Region United Way has announced it is adding three new organizations to its network of agencies for the first time in 12 years. The Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama, Hope Inspired Ministries, and Legal Services Alabama have all been added. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump, Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.uschamber.com.
Hard work, humility, integrity. All values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama 36103.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions. Like the Husky 4-Tier Steel Shelf Unit. Right now, a special buy at just $159. It'll hold up to 2,000 pounds. That is a ton. So don't sweat the big stuff. Organize it. The Pack Store Save event is going on now, and it's only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 22nd, U.S. only.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up two Armor All Canister Wipes for $8. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes. Buy two for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back
in
the news and
beauty.
9 minutes after 9 o'clock.
How is it 9 after 9?
That's what the clock says. 9 minutes, 25 seconds.
Wow.
And I know it's the 9 o'clock hour, so that means it's 9 minutes. Now it's 9 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.
Well, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Are you ready for a big weekend, Jack Campbell?
Not really.
No?
No.
No? You should be.
I'm excited that all these campaigns are about to be over. But then we'll have no ads.
That's all right. I'd rather have no ads.
I have to go out and sell after this.
The ads come to you during campaign season. You have to go to the ads after campaign season. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. The music. What happens on Friday, Jack Campbell? There are specific rules on Friday.
There ain't nairn.
Oh, there ain't nairn. So on Friday, there ain't nairn. Monday through Thursday, there are specific rules on this program. You must abide by them or run the risk of chastisement. On Friday, there are no such rules. And Jack Campbell has coined the phrase, there ain't nairn. There ain't nairn. So you can call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. You don't have to stay on topic. You can talk about Trump's visit to London. You can talk about the Formula One race at Hockenheim next week. There's any number of things you can talk about. Any number of things you can talk about. Monday through Thursday.
Hockenheim's like something you get caught in your throat. I have a Hockenheim in my
throat. Hockenheim.
How about this greeting for President Trump in
London?
Well,
first, let me
screw them.
Let me tell everybody the big news. Today is roughly our fourth anniversary. We're not going to be here tomorrow, so we can't claim tomorrow's our fourth anniversary. We launched this program Bastille Day, July 14th, 2014. And yes, there was some humor in that because someone local had taken to calling us French Republicans. We thought if we're going to launch a radio show, we might as well do it on Bastille Day, the French Independence Day. And we did. The first thing I did was make a couple $100 on this show after being on the air for 3 months. Because somebody bet me we wouldn't even be on the air for 3 months. So I did make a couple $100 out of it early. And
We're still here.
We're still here. And you are as well. You're part of it. 272-9228. We could never do it alone. Callers are important. And because it's Friday, we eschew the normal order of business, and we go right to the phones when people call. So we'll go to those in just a moment at 272-9228. But I did want to mention that. 4 years, it seems sometimes like 400 years. Sometimes it seems like 4 minutes.
4 months, yeah.
Yeah, so... But, you know, something Dave Mowry joins us on Thursdays, and when he decided he wanted to start coming regularly, he said, I can come as many days as you want. I said, why don't you start with 1 day a week? Start with 1 day a week. Because if you're doing radio 1 day a week, it's still fun. You start doing radio 3, 4, 5 days a week, it's a job. And you have to get up, you have to build your schedule around it, it changes what you do in the evenings. It's why don't you start off with 1 day a week and then see if you want to build up to 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. So it very much becomes a job. And it's a fun job, it's a rewarding job, but it's a job. So our number, like I said, 272-9228 if you want to get in. The lovely and talented Carolyn will be answering the phones today, as she does on Tuesdays and Fridays.
She
Andy,
does indeed.
How's it going?
How you doing, Andy?
All right. You know, this election on Tuesday, it got me, all these commercials,
yeah,
makes me wonder if they're voting for Donald Trump.
What do you mean?
I mean, every one of these commercials is like, oh, I'm for Trump, and this is Trump, and I'm Trump, and I'm for Trump, and it's almost like, well, you have to pick what candidate you think Trump wants.
I know.
Yeah.
It's about Trump, guns, and what else, man?
That's about it. God. It was God during the... this is what's been really interesting to me. Do you remember the main topic of ads just 6 weeks ago before the regular primary election? Not the runoff, but the June 5th primary election? It was all... They were all out godding each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I go to church 2 days a week. Well, I go 3 days a week. Well, I go five. You know, God likes me more.
And then
more.
The one ad of the man sitting in church with the stained glass windows behind
That was
you.
Sort of the culmination of the entire pre-primary election cycle. This one is not really people out-godding each other. It's just really trying to out-Trump each other.
Yeah.
And it's been an interesting dynamic.
I'm getting tired of it.
Well, the good news, my friend, is you only have two more business days after today.
Yep.
So the ads probably will slow down about 3 p.m. on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, good
call. And
then
I'll start back up at about, I guess, about October.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I doubt it. It won't be much in October. Just some name ID stuff. Yeah, Republicans will trounce 20-plus points in every race.
Good.
I mean, Kay Ivey right now, they had that poll out. She's up like 53 to 25 or something. I mean, she's in no danger. So, all right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Lee?
Good morning.
Morning. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. I can't believe it's been 4 years already. That's crazy.
Yeah. Have you been with us from the beginning?
Yeah.
You know what I thought about doing? I thought about opening up the show archives, not the podcast archives, but the actual show archives we have here at the station, and going back to the first week. And just grabbing a random segment and letting you guys listen to how awful the radio show was the first week. Because when I say awful, I mean, my friend, I've done it. I have gone back and listened to it. It's worse than you think.
It's painful.
No, you guys hear a bad day of radio now, and it happens. We're not so arrogant to believe every day we do is perfect. We have bad days here and there. You hear a bad day now? That was like 200 times better than our best day back then.
I think part of it is when you first start, you know, you're trying to be perfect radio, you know, perfect.
Yeah.
And now that you're comfortable in your chair, you know, you can just throw something around and let it bounce. There's no fear. It's just like...
Well, and you're also, you're not afraid of failing 4 years in. You've made it. You're around. You're going to be fine. If you have a bad day, I tried to explain this to people who say, man, I bet you love being on the radio. You know, 8 days out of 10, I do. Sometimes 9 days out of 10, I do. But there's one day every week or two, it's work. And you're reminded it's work. And it's not a hobby. It's work. You got to show up. Look, there are days you show up and you're in a terrible mood. But you know what? The mics come on. You smile. You laugh. You have a good time. And you kick back and relax and try to get through a three-hour show. And ideally, nobody knows what mood you were in when you showed up that morning.
Right, and you may not be standing in a store, but you know, make no mistake, you're still selling something. You're selling your radio station. You're selling your voice product. I mean, you know, it's a lot going on. People don't realize that, you know, you don't just show up for the show and then go home and spend the rest of your day just relaxing. Yep. If you want a decent show, you got to prepare. There's no way around it.
Yeah, no, there's for a three-hour show, it's about 3 or 4 hours a day of preparation. So it's about a six or seven hour a day job.
It's a work day.
Yeah, it's a work day. It's a work day.
But, you know, one thing you could do is a couple things. You could start calling it No Fear Friday.
Oh.
And then on Friday, you could conduct your show with an outrageous French accent.
Your father was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries?
Or to have it back. Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Yeah, now go, or I shall taunt you a second time.
I think the best line is when he ducks down behind the wall and he's like, what did he say? I tell him we've already got one.
Yeah. I love that movie. That movie has withstood the test of time. When I was a kid, we used to watch it as a family, just uproarious laughter. Absolutely wonderful. Yeah. I told him we already got one.
I would say along with Tombstone, and despite the gap in the age between the two movies, Tombstone and Holy Grail are definitely the two most quoted movies in my house.
Well, listen.
Like, we'll get on to the kids. Now that my kids are teenagers and got a little backbone, they're like, I'll say, you need to do this or you're going to be in trouble. They're like, I'm your Huckleberry. I'm like, don't you do it.
Well. Let me tell you something, Lee. That, you have just hit on two of my all-time favorite movies. Tombstone is my favorite movie of all time. I could watch, if I'm flipping through the channels and Tombstone is on, it doesn't move. You know, I'm still for the next 2 hours. It doesn't matter what's going on. I love Tombstone.
What's your favorite single moment?
Gosh. You know what? I like the contrast where he says in the one scene, my hypocrisy knows no bounds, and at the end his hypocrisy only goes so far. I like that contrast. It's not one scene, but it's
I thought that was a quote from Martha Roby.
I gotta run, my friend. I gotta run. There's so many good scenes. There's so many good scenes in there. Man, Lee ought to call back like every other day. My goodness.
Stay close to the candles. The staircase can be treacherous.
That's Young Frankenstein. That's not Tombstone.
Well, I'll still quote it.
We'll be back. It's the fourth anniversary of News and Views. 4 years longer than some people wanted us on air. 3.5 years longer than anybody, even our closest friends and family, thought we would be on air. And 3 years longer than most people are comfortable with us being on air. But we'll keep going. We'll be back.
I'm so happy for you, baby. Now that you found somebody new. I see it in your eyes. Lord, it's no surprise what he can do for you. But when I look back, baby, when I look back to what we had.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and Views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
How low will she go? Swamp politician Twinkle Kavanaugh is now falsely attacking conservative Will Ainsworth for a college prank and a boating infraction. That's right, a college prank and a boating infraction. When Ainsworth was at Auburn, some students jokingly kidnapped decorative porcelain tigers as a prank. And when authorities realized it, they dropped the charges. It's true. Ainsworth once drove a friend's boat too fast on the lake without proper papers. He also once left the dinner table as a teenager without asking to be excused. This is how absurd career politician Twinkle Kavanaugh's campaign of lies has become. A college prank. A routine boating ticket. If it wasn't so sad, it'd be funny. The choice is yours. Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs. Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions. Like the Husky 4-Tier Steel Shelf Unit. Right now, a special buy at just $159. It'll hold up to 2,000 pounds. That is a ton. So don't sweat the big stuff. Organize it. The Pack Store Save event is going on now, and it's only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 22nd, U.S. only.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up two Armor All Canister Wipes for $8. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes. Buy two for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do 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 wow 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 wow.
Well, this takes me back to being a young Baron with a tape player.
A tape player. I had this on CD.
Did you really?
Yes.
I wasn't that hip.
This one of the first CDs I got.
First two CDs I bought: Cypress Hill and Rob Zombie, White Zombie.
Wow.
Thunder Kiss 65 and Cypress Hill. Can't believe I would ever listen to such stuff. Our number, if you want to.
Probably get... would now.
My first was.
Oh, I'll play some Rob Zombie next if you want.
Introducing the Beatles.
Introducing the Beatles?
That was your first CD?
Album.
No, I mean CD, but I'm talking about the new technology.
I don't know.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
Was it Boy George? You were talking about Boy George the other day.
Yeah, my friend went to a Boy George concert.
Jack said, is he still alive? I was like, well, he's performing. I doubt they're just rolling his casket back
and
forth.
No, I asked. I said, is my friend queer? I just couldn't believe it.
You can go to a Boy George concert and not be queer, Jack.
Yeah, well, and he went with a friend of mine that always had the hots for it. I'm like, wait a minute. Something's going on in Austin, Texas.
Can I get a ticket to Texas, please?
Yeah, I'm about to fly out there real quick. Check that out.
Our number, 272-9228. Trisha joins us, as she does on Wednesdays. Don't be confused. It's Friday.
I'm confused.
Are you here for the anniversary show?
I am.
That's wonderful.
And I have to give you a special thanks. You brought us dinner last night for the baby, and it
You're
was
welcome.
Fantastic.
She's so cute.
Isn't she a cute little baby?
Tiny.
She's eensy weensy.
I know.
She's beautiful, though. She's a wonderful little girl. Young Mary Helen.
Yep.
Oh, what a cute
And your wife's very cute, too.
Isn't she wonderful?
Yes, she's
very
nice.
She's absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice little family there on Mellicent. Debbie?
Oh, no. I'm coming at the wrong time. I need to
No,
back
no. We're fine. Okay, we're okay. fine.
Actually, I can understand. Daddies with daughters. Man, that's something special there now. I had a daddy that had three daughters and one son. He was lucky he had one. He used to always tell us we had to have male animals, you know, to balance it out a little bit, you know. Anyway, I was going to tell you, I remember when you were first on. And, you know, Josh Moon was on, and then next thing I know, you're on. And I thought, you know, but I got to admit, I liked you from word go. I didn't always agree, and sometimes I'd call and tell you that, and I know sometimes she was like, want to strangle me, but you didn't. Thank you.
That's hard to do over right. the airwaves.
Yeah, you were one of our early callers. I remember that, Debbie.
Yeah,
because she used to always call in, and you say, Debbie, you're on, and she'd go, hi.
Hi. Hi,
Debbie. I said, it must
hi.
Be Debbie.
Yes. Oh, well, I am doing great, guys, and I'm so happy for you. I did want to bring up something, though, a little different. I was thinking about it, and I actually think about things sometimes. And it was one of those things I wanted to throw at you. You know how they had that big old Trump baby thing, blow up, huge,
yes, that was awesome. I want to use that as a logo. That was beautiful. All babies should look like Trump. My baby would do well to look like Trump. That is not an insult.
Hair and all.
That's right.
But what I was going to say is this. When we had the North Korean leader come here to this country, we didn't do anything like that. Instead, the White House put out a wonderful, and I thought it was very well made, video, kind of building him up, making him out to be a
possible hero. He didn't come to the United States. He went to Singapore.
Yes, that's true. But I'm saying that we didn't do anything here, you know, derogatory or, you know, to try to... We didn't make a little rocket man blow up balloon and, you know, we didn't do any of that.
Well, the thing that kills me about this protest, and we're watching it live in the studio monitors right now, the thing that kills me about this protest... What is it that London is so upset about with Donald Trump? Name the policy Donald Trump has instituted that has England absolutely outraged.
Really?
Or proposed. I mean, what has he done? He cut taxes?
He's promoting freedom.
I mean, I'm talking about specific things. What specific things has he done?
He is going after Muslims in a certain way, and they have a huge Muslim population and leaders.
But these are not Muslims protesting in the streets. These are entitled upper middle class white folks.
Rank and file commoners.
Have you seen the newspaper articles they're posting over there? I mean, they take our tabloid and look like it's an amateur race.
Yeah.
They are amazing at it. They are very good. They watch our media, and you know our media is really slanted, and it's very ugly.
I would be protesting, too. Have you ever looked at a map in, I don't know, let's say like 1800? Just a nice round number. And seeing the amount of territory under control of the English king. And now look today. They're an isolated little island in the North Atlantic.
Yeah, they have lost all their territory.
They have lost absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. And I too, Debbie, would be disappointed if I was a Brit.
Yeah.
I too would feel emasculated if I was a Brit. You know, everyone with any kind of machismo died in World War II anyway. So these are all the descendants of people that are too damn scared to go to battle in World War II.
They don't really like us too well over there in a lot of areas. I know that.
I'll tell you what.
Over there.
Cut them off. We don't need them. Nobody needs the United Kingdom. They're worthless. I got to go. I'm so sick of them.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you. First, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4223 to talk to the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. We are located in Wetumpka. We know the river region. We are able to shop for the very best program and rate available for you. There's nothing like an Alabama home mortgage. Let us show you the difference. You won't be disappointed. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn, and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced. Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367. Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
We've got another very hot day ahead, but gradually our rain chances will start to get a little better. Today, high temperature in the middle 90s again, heat index into triple digits again, and partly sunny with spotty afternoon and evening storms cooling off a few lucky towns. Many towns will stay dry, and the storms fade out at night, overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, with a high in the low to mid-90s again, the coverage on those scattered afternoon storms a little better tomorrow, and a lot better on Sunday, with maybe 50 to 60% coverage by then. Sunday's high 92 and decent chance of more storms on Monday. Our weather app will show you where the storms are and where they're going to be. Plus, current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are instantly. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Yeah.
guys, this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pete's Kitchen, where Mr. Dave Mowry and I ate yesterday for lunch at the bar. It was phenomenal.
Dr. Dave Mowry.
Dr. Dave. Who declared him doctor?
I did. Just that minute.
Dr. Dave Mowry. The doctor of what?
Love.
No. The doctor of the love doctor. I know Dave Mowry is a love doctor. I wouldn't have sat so close to him
Dave
at the bar.
Dave is smooth.
Dave is slick. No, he's smooth.
Not smooth.
Yeah, slick is bad. Smooth is good.
Smooth is good.
We had this conversation the other
day. Slick is bad.
There's a difference between smooth and slick.
Right. Bob Riley slick.
Yeah. it implies a little oiliness.
Dave Mowry smooth. There's a difference there. But we had lunch at Midtown Pizza Kitchen yesterday. It was phenomenal.
Did you get the bruschetta?
I did not get the bruschetta. I didn't get the special because I just had the special a day or two before. What did I order? I'm sitting here trying to wonder, remember what I ordered.
Was that pizza?
No, I didn't have pizza. I had the alamone. I love the shrimp alamone.
I had that last Friday.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So good, so good. You know, they put the plate down, and you can start to smell it almost before it gets there. And they put the plate down, and it's like, I don't know, everything just sort of sets in, and you get all excited, and then...
You found the right button.
It did. Took me a minute to find it. It's a little early to be playing with Greg's buttons. I normally don't break out Greg's buttons until the 11 o'clock hour, because then I know he's safely asleep. It's a little early. But go to Midtown Pete's Kitchen. Work him into your routine. Rich Anderson's our guest. He'll be with him in a second. I want to talk to Keith real quick, and then we'll bring him in. Keith.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, first of all, Jack, it doesn't matter who's in that radio station in there, 84 or... Dave Mowry,
ain't
nothing to do with your chair,
buddy, when they're gone. Oh, Jack Campbell, that was high praise from my man Keith.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Y'all were talking about the UK. My son is stationed over there in England. And those people are so far off their rockers, he had to turn in his steak knives. You're not allowed to have a knife over there with any sort of point on it. It's going to be rounded like a butter knife.
What?
In London? You can't have pointy knives?
No, sir. They confiscated all their knives. That was their solution to cut down on the knife standings and the assault with knives over there was to remove all knives with points on them.
Oh, my goodness.
Instead of removing the Muslims that are stabbing everybody?
Yeah. He had to turn in all of his knives to his commander out there.
Now people are going to be slitting people's throats.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's crazy. Yeah. Y'all have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Rich Anderson, he's running for Court of Criminal Appeals on Tuesday. He'll be on the ballot. Rich Anderson, how are you, sir?
I am doing pretty well.
I haven't encouraged anybody to vote for anybody because that's not what I do around here. I have told everybody I'm voting for you.
And thank you very much.
Let people know that you'd be a fine selection to consider.
I appreciate that. I happen to think that Rich Anderson would be a good choice, too.
Rich Anderson will be on the ballot. You'll be first on the ballot.
You're a local boy, too, Rich.
That is right. I'm from right here in the River Region. In fact, I led the vote in every county in the River Region and pretty much everything south of Montgomery, all down through District 2 and in the Wiregrass.
Well, that'll serve you well because that'll have some turnout.
I believe so. So I'm encouraging everybody in the District 2 and in the Wiregrass and in Montgomery, the River Region, to get out and vote. So we're going to have very low turnout on Tuesday. They're predicting 10-12%.
Yeah, I heard that the average vote, your vote will be worth like 8 times what it's worth in a presidential election.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if we want to get a good, experienced candidate on the Court of Criminal Appeals, and you should, then get out and vote for Rich Anderson on Tuesday because it's going to count.
Rich, you've been practicing in the Court of Criminal Appeals and higher courts than that now for a number of years, representing the state of Alabama at the Attorney General's office.
Yep.
Is there anyone else on the court who came to the Court of Criminal Appeals with the experience you would bring?
No, there's not anybody on the court now who has that experience, and none of the candidates have that experience. On June, we got a couple of really good guys nominated, and I should say there are no Democrats running, so the Republican nominees will be on the court. We got a good trial judge and a good trial-level prosecutor, a district attorney, nominated on June 5th. So the last chance we have to get somebody with real appellate experience is on Tuesday, the 17th, and that's Rich Anderson. Because, I have been representing Alabama and Alabama crime victims in the appellate courts for about 12 years now. And right now on the court, we don't have anyone who's ever represented Alabama crime victims in the appellate courts. None of the other candidates have. And I really think that's a perspective that we need to bring to the court. Because victims can sometimes get overlooked in the appellate process because it is necessarily about the rights and of the convict. But I think my experience working with victims in the years that I've been at the Attorney General's office has taught me that the victim's interest in the case doesn't end when the gavel comes down and someone is convicted. Because if we got it right in trial court, then we want to make sure justice stays done. And of course, if we got it wrong, then justice wasn't done in the first place, and the victims aren't any better off.
Yeah, and you got to get it back to the court with the right instruction. That's one thing a lot of people don't realize. It's not that they just say, well, you screwed up as a technicality, he gets off. No, it goes back to the court.
Right.
And they have to try to remedy and convict without the error.
If there's a serious error, if there's something that's not a harmless error. Because every little technicality isn't going to be grounds for reversal. But if there's serious error, then that has to be corrected.
And there is sometimes serious error.
As a prosecutor, I have in some cases recommended that a case go back down to the trial court, not for a new trial, but to correct an error that I found in the record. And I think that willingness to do that is really reflective of the fact that I and prosecutors in general are interested in justice, not so much in just check marks and winning. We're interested in getting it right. And that's what I want to bring to the Court of Criminal Appeals.
On Tuesday, the race culminates. People are going to get out and vote. When you walk into the ballot box, into the voting booth, there's not a lot of races on the ticket. There'll be a Supreme Court race, mm-hmm. Lieutenant Governor, Congress, if you're in that district. What's sort of the thing you want everybody to have in the back of their mind? Obviously, you want them to know your name, Rich Anderson.
Sure.
That's an important part of running for race.
I want that to be in the front of their mind. Rich Anderson, right there in the front of your mind.
In the back of their mind, though, when they're looking at it and they're going down the ballot, what do you want them to know about the Court of Criminal Appeals, about this particular race, about Rich Anderson? What's sort of that little key nugget you want them to carry in there with them?
Well, I want them to know that I'm running for the right reasons. I have a campaign that's financed purely by people who know me, friends who know my record, people I've met professionally. No PACs, no special interest, none of that. And I'm running for the right reasons. I'm running because I've worked on that court for a long time, and I've seen how important the work that it does is. I've seen the effect it has on the lives of real Alabamians. And I'm not a politician. I mean, this is the first time I've ever run for anything. As I tell people, I never even ran for student council.
Hey.
I guess you were seated directly to the right of a former student council president. Future mayor.
Yeah, I felt compelled to run this year because we had a majority of the court that was retiring or moving on to bigger things. And in that kind of circumstance, we're going to lose so much institutional knowledge on the Court of Criminal Appeals and so much appellate experience. I felt like we needed somebody who was his own man and who had the right experience to know what he was doing from day one on that court. And I believe that's Rich Anderson.
Yeah. I tell you what, I can't recommend you highly enough to our audience.
Thank you. That means a lot, Barron.
I've said that from the beginning. On Monday, I'll put out my list of people I plan to vote for. Again, I don't tell anyone who to vote for. I don't care who they vote
for.
Sure.
In fact, I don't either.
Yeah.
I want people to vote for Rich Anderson, but I really want people to look at the qualifications that I bring to the table, the experience I have, and my opponent.
Yeah.
Because I believe that if they do, they'll make the right choice.
Well, and that's kind of the way I look at it is I look at you. I mean, Chris McCool's not a bad guy.
No.
He's a decent individual. But when I look at it, I compare your resumes, and it's a no-brainer to me. Yeah. It's not just that you're a local guy. It's not just that you're a friend, and I know you. I mean, I look down the list of what do I want on a bench.
Right.
Not just one judge, but on the bench. I want a variety of experiences. I want someone who's come at this from different angles. And there's nobody on the court right now who brings what you bring to the Court of Criminal Appeals.
That's right.
And if you want to be fair to victims, if you want to be fair to the state of Alabama, if you want to be fair to the court, if you want a balanced court, I think it's a no-brainer selection. I really do.
Well, thank you.
And I'm still worried about you sitting in your garden, though. That really...
Would it help if I showed you the scars called on in my one hands day and from said, building that?
Well, I was out. Well, we were sitting in the garden last time. I was like, whoa, whoa. Sitting in the... You know, in my house, we sit on the patio. Ain't much to it. But.
If I sit in the garden...
No, I'm just kidding. Because I know your mother, Jean. She's a blue blood. Oh. And I love Jean. Well, Rich, I love your parents. They are
She comes from and I guess I come from a good old West Alabama family from Sumter County.
Yeah.
You know, my grandfather was a farmer before he became probate judge in Sumter County. He was probate judge for a long time over there.
Well, my great-great-grandfather was probate judge here.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes, sir. First one.
Was he? Okay.
David Campbell. Yeah.
Well, that is something. Yeah, it's so.
Then he moved to Mexico and became David.
Fled the country.
Yeah.
with a sack of money.
He was an illegal immigrant in Mexico. No, but you've run a really good race, well, I think.
I think one thing I do want to say about my opponent, about myself, I think we have run probably the cleanest race.
Statewide.
Y'all really have. Yeah,
and not even behind the scenes poking at each other.
Right. It's a crap.
I mean, you're running on merit.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm Rich Anderson. This is my qualification. If you like it, vote for me. If not, whatever.
We're very, you know, our experience is pretty different. You know, we both have a lot of experience in circuit court. I mean, I practice in circuit courts from Bay Minette up to Huntsville, all over the state. But you know, he's a trial prosecutor. He's a DA. I'm not a DA. I'm an assistant attorney general. And the thing that really sets us apart, of course, is that all of his experience is confined to that trial court level. And I have that breadth of experience across the appellate courts. And the, you know, the point of fact is we're running for an appellate judgeship.
Yeah.
And I think you need to have some time on a court and know a little bit about a court before you want to be a judge there. At least it helps. So that's why, you know, that's why I think Rich Anderson is the name you need to look for.
Well, Rich, we appreciate you coming by. We do. Yeah. Best of luck to you Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Baron.
I can't thank you enough for running, because we got to have good people put their names on the ballot. You have to. It's expensive. It's time-consuming.
Exactly.
It takes time away from your family. Your wife has been very generous with your time, I'm sure.
She has. And I'll tell you this, you know, about the kind of the sacrifice you have to make. I'm a merit system employee for the state of Alabama. And I can't campaign on public time.
Right. You have to take leave.
Right.
To leave
so I've, in this course of this campaign, I've burned every hour of annual leave I had. Right now, as I sit here, I'm going to leave without pay.
Yeah.
That's just a disadvantage that I work under that my opponent doesn't actually suffer from.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to make that sacrifice because I know that court is important.
And you're willing to do it right and not campaign on company time anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean...
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a no-brainer, but trust me, some people have done it.
Well, I can't speak
I'm not
going to
start naming names, but yeah, it's
But happened. I tell you, you know, Rich Anderson is not going to do that. And if people of Alabama hire Rich Anderson to do this job...
They're going
to
get it done right.
I'm not going to be campaigning for some other job while I'm supposed to be doing the job of Court of Criminal Appeals.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you what, I'm rooting for you, buddy. I am.
Well, thank you.
I encourage everybody to get out and vote their conscience, but give Rich Anderson a good look.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good luck, Rich.
I think that's the right choice.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Rich, thank you so much. Rich Anderson.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
We'll be back, my friends. 11 minutes till the top of the hour.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, PO Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
She's been my support for 53 years, my better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
70 and 97. The two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. We're excited to be the exclusive River Region provider of a new breakthrough in flooring, Aero Hyperallergenic Carpet. Aero flooring doesn't absorb any moisture, which helps prevent the growth and spread of allergens like mold, mildew, and dust mites. It's easy to clean, 100% recyclable, and totally waterproof. Learn more about this new breakthrough product at Prattville Carpet. Call us today at 285-8117 or come by the store and see us at 2201 Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama.
Hard work, humility, integrity. All values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama 36103.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Taking it back to 1988, Jack Campbell.
Little Bobby Brown.
Yes. Good. My prerogative. That song was huge.
I remember.
That's the name of this show. Yeah. Bear's Prerogative.
Yeah, exactly.
This ought to be the theme song. I hadn't thought about that. Our number, 272-9228. I remember I had to look this word up in a dictionary.
Did you?
Yes, I didn't even know what it was.
When I went to junior high and high school and these songs were so big, we were outside of Philadelphia. So all these guys would get in these circles and dance like they did on the videos. So awesome. I mean, yeah. School dances were like the coolest thing ever.
Would not still be cool today.
They would.
Oh, come on.
They would. The robot and breakdancing.
No. Yes. Not be cool today.
It would so be cool.
Half of the...
couldn't do it.
Half of the stuff we did back then is not cool. Not cool today. I could do a pretty mean worm. Go ahead.
I have a question.
That's true. It's a true
did you watch that Peter Strzok interview?
I watched some of it.
God, he's so defiant.
And conceited. And
oh, my God. I've never, to be on the hot seat and be that big of an ass.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you hear what that one congressman, was it a congressman, said to him about, I want to give you the Purple Heart?
Yes.
I was like, somebody strangle that man.
Well, what they're admitting is it's a war.
Yeah.
That they're in a war against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That it's not about, you know, law and order or anything like that. It's a war.
Yeah.
It's a war. I did see some of that. We'll get to it, I guess, over the course of the program. I don't...
What? See. What is your frustration?
Well, I don't have time to get into it the way I wanted to in 4 minutes.
Do you know something we don't know?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's do this. We'll talk about it in a little bit because I wanted to try to squeeze in before the 10 o'clock hour. The federal bribery case going on up in Birmingham, you would not know about it if you paid attention to the news because every news
station... Are you talking about the Superfund site?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Every news organization, it seems like, in the state is bought off by Alabama Power, and so they're not covering it. They're not covering it. But there's a federal bribery case going on up there involving some really massive companies like Drummond Cole and Balch and Bingham Lawyers and others. And the prosecution arrested yesterday. I don't know that they met their burden. And that, I mean, that's... I haven't been following it very closely, but bribery is a very high burden to bear. My question is a question that Kyle Whitmire at AL.com first had. Why was this not tried in state court? Why was this case not tried in state court?
Does it involve federal money, probably?
No. That wouldn't change anything. You can still do that in state court. This didn't necessarily involve federal money. It was state money paid to a state legislator. In-state money paid to a state legislator. Private money.
Did they think they wouldn't get a fair trial in state?
No, I have a suspicion they didn't try it in state court because Luther Strange was up to his neck in it. And my guess is others in the Attorney General's office were up to their neck in it.
Oh.
And they probably didn't want the bad publicity of people knowing that we have a corrupt Attorney General's office in this state. It's corrupt under Steve Marshall. It was corrupt under Luther Strange. And that's why I'm not voting for Steve Marshall. He is corrupt. I wish I could say it some other way, but he is corrupt. And the fact that this case was not... I looked at this case. I've been following it in the news. We haven't covered it a ton on air. I mean, we've mentioned it a few times. There hadn't been a lot of news breaking.
Yeah, there's...
I kept waiting on, like, the big witness that was going to pin everything on every... They didn't do it. But the state burden is totally different. In the federal burden, you have to have an agreement to do something. And then money has to change hands.
Mm.
In the state, you don't have to have an agreement to do anything. Money just has to change hands. And so the burden is completely and totally different. You don't have to clear this massive hurdle that they agreed to do something corrupt.
So is
agreed to take some corrupt action.
Is it over now?
Well, the prosecution is rested. At the end, this is a little bit inside baseball. When you try a case, though, after the prosecution rests, the defense files a motion or moves orally to end the case, saying essentially they haven't met their burden. Ordinarily, it's just a procedural matter that preserves all your objections you made during the prosecution's case in chief. But the reality is, I'm not sure they met their burden. If I was the judge, I'd have to really look at this. Did they show evidence that there was an agreement? Hmm. I've not seen it. If so, it hadn't made the news. Now, I've not sat and watched a 3-week-long trial in Birmingham day in and day out. I do other things with my life.
You didn't drive up there?
No, I didn't drive up there. I didn't have it. But all I could do was follow the news, and I'm not convinced looking at it that I think they've met their burden.
If we get another attorney.
I think these guys could be acquitted.
If we get a different attorney general, can they reopen it in state
court?
Oh,
yeah, you could do this in state court, sure. That would not be double jeopardy.
Maybe that's what needs to happen.
Maybe. I don't know. Steve Marshall's sure not going to do anything about it.
We need to also talk about that ruling yesterday.
Yeah, we will. We will. But they need to also probably add Luther Strange as a defendant to this case, in my opinion. My
Get
humble
out.
Opinion. Yeah. We'll be back. It's 10 o'clock. Trish is in the studio. Jack Campbell's in the studio.
Guilty Feet Have Got No Rhythm, Baron.
That's not this song. This is Caribbean Queen.